This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
5:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I will tell you that we got bad weather coming. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it, and I can't, so I'm just going to say it. We got bad weather coming. You could see some rain actually rolling in tonight. You're definitely going to see rain tomorrow, and then it's going to be with us, and it's like seriously going to be with us for a couple of days. We're talking about the remnants now of Tropical Storm Debbie that will be rolling in. So rain tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, possibly into Saturday. Now, I just saw an update that the bulk of the storm may actually be skirting to the west of us. I don't know if that is completely confirmed. Tomorrow, we will certainly reach out to some of our friends over there at 8 News, ABC 8, see if Matt DiNardo or John Bernier or somebody's available just to, you know, give us a good, solid update. I'm not a weather person. I like you, mostly react to weather. And I'm not obsessed with weather. Heidi, goodness gracious, can I tell you this? Heidi has so many screens open right now. And the laptop, the phone, tablet, television, one of those robot devices, you know, our future corporate robot overlords. And they're all on different weather services. I mean, I don't even know this. It's like, it's like an 11-year-old boy used to be if he found his dad's Playboy magazine. I mean, your eyes are wide open, like saucer wide, and she is all about that weather porn. But we got some nasty stuff coming. So I'm going to leave that to the professionals. And Jerm, I know you'll reach out. We'll get something set for tomorrow just to make sure we are where we need to be. I would also advise you, not that you need any further advice, but make sure you're tuned in to John Reed tomorrow morning. Rain might already be falling by the time he hits the air at 6 o'clock. You'll need to know what's going on. Oh, and I can answer one of John's questions. Did you hear him? What to make of Tim Walz? I'm not, John, no offense. I love John. I really do. And I'm going to love him as my lieutenant governor if he, you know, really does run for lieutenant governor. I'm going to love him in that case. But I wouldn't yawn at Tim Walz. Tim Walz is a radical. He is a hardcore, fully baked, radical socialist. He is the pick of Bernie Sanders. And yes, this is absolutely, positively a slap in the face to America's Jewish population. There you go. I've answered all of John's questions. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be listening, but many times I will listen to what John says, and I think to myself, well, here, let me help you with that one. It might be how Neil Gorsuch Neil Gorsuch felt talking about conservatives and real issues with one of these hacks from CBS News. Let me share this with you. Neil Gorsuch, as you know, the first nominee, right, that President Trump put forward for the Supreme Court. And he had a sit-down interview. He's got a new book out. He had a sit-down interview with one of the folks from CBS. And, let's just say it didn't go quite the way that the CBS person thought it would go. Cut number one.
I worry when more and more Americans think that people in the other political party are not just wrong, fine, but are evil. I worry when we are unable to speak to one another and listen to one another.
But in a recent poll, 70% say Gorsuch and the other current justices contribute to that problem, deciding cases on ideology rather than being fair and impartial.
There are people who watch this right now and say, I thought I understood what Roe versus Wade meant in our country. I thought I understood what affirmative action in college admissions meant. And this court has told me I didn't understand what those things meant, and I wrongly relied on things that I thought were settled. What would you say to those?
I'd say those are deeply complex legal questions on which reasonable minds can, of course, and do disagree. And then when it comes to Roe versus Wade, for example, what did the court decide? Decided that we, the people, should answer that question, not nine people sitting in Washington, D.C.
How about affirmative action?
Much the same thing. What did we decide? We decided that all people are created equal, that it's not acceptable in this country to discriminate on the basis of race.
And for those who would say, but I feel something's been ripped away from me, you would say?
I would say that we're taking it back to you. That in a democracy, you're in the driver's seat. You're the sovereign. Those famous three first words of the Constitution empower you. Do you really want me deciding everything for you?
And for a woman in a state where she no longer has the rights she once relied on, is that cold comfort?
Major, all I can say is I don't know better than you do on these questions, and that most major Western democracies have decided these questions through the ballot box.
Does this court today or in the future have to understand and care about its public perception?
You raise a really interesting question about the place that unelected judges have in a democracy. An independent judiciary, our founders fought a revolution for it because they knew what it was like to have a judiciary that was responsive to the crown, to a whimsical king. And they didn't want that for this country.
Isn't that interesting? Now, that Major Garrett from CBS News is one of those egomaniacal blowhards. And you can take my, well, no, you can take my word on that, because a couple of years back I was at something in D.C. I don't even remember what it was. And I was at a table with him and a couple of other folks. And I just thought, number one, I don't think I even know who you are. But number two, would you just shut up already? It is painful when you are in the ranks of the media. It's why, in all candor, and don't take it the wrong way, but I will be very happy not to be in the ranks of the media at some point, where I just say, yeah, sorry, not my thing. But there's so many egotistical blowhards and nincompoops who populate that arena, and they just want to tell you all about who they are and what they believe. Now, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, Jeff, that's kind of what you do. In fact, that's exactly what you do. Correct. Here's the difference. You know what you're coming here for, right? This is the Jeff Katz Show. We don't have a different name for it. It is not a walk through the park with Jeff, a discussion of cookies with Mr. Katz. This is the Jeff Katz Show, and you get Jeff Katz, good, bad, or indifferent. The full unadulterated version. Well, actually, that's not true, right? Because there is some adulteration. There's some things that I just can't say because we are on terrestrial radio. You can't use certain words. You know, you got to be very careful about things. But, I mean, other than that, listen, it's the Jeff Katz Show. And you get me. And if you decide, boy, I don't like you, then go somewhere else. I'm okay with that. Or listen a little bit longer. Because I could almost guarantee that there will be something where you go, all right. But when you have these people who purport to be news people, see, that's the part that bothers me. This Major Garrett and the rest of these national blowhards, they want to tell you that they are news people. They use that as a cover. They use it as a cudgel to beat you back into your position. Don't you dare question them. They're serious journalists and real reporters, except they're not. And when you are behind the scenes, It is the worst. All of these folks who would tell you out front, well, I am just reporting. It's like, no, I was at a buffet dinner with you. I was in the holding pen with you. I was backstage in an event with you. And I know who you are, what you are, what you believe. Now, I don't begrudge you having any beliefs, and I will defend your right to speak freely all the time. But I am really at a point in my life where I'm just tired of those phonies. And unfortunately, the business is filled with phonies. Oh, my gosh. So that's why I listen to that guy, and then I listen to Justice Neil Gorsuch. Neil Gorsuch doesn't get upset. He's not annoyed. He takes time to explain why they did what they did. And even more importantly than that, he takes the time to explain why what they did is what they did. Major Garrett is trying to skew it. He's trying to tell you that you took this away, you did this, and this has changed, and my God. And Neil Gorsuch says, no, that's not what happened. And he explains it. Anytime you've got a question, you should come back to this little snippet. I am here to tell you, Clarence Thomas is the smartest man on the Supreme Court of the United States. I'll tell you this as well. Clarence Thomas is the smartest guy in all of Washington, D.C. But Neil Gorsuch is a pretty smart dude. Neil Gorsuch seems to be a fairly well-reasoned jurist. I don't think you and I will ever find ourselves 100% in agreement with things that he does, but for the most part, he seems to be on the mark. I would be remiss if I did not remind you that tonight is National Night Out. There are parties and get-togethers throughout Central Virginia. I know my buddy, Corporal Craig Eckridge, down there in Chesterfield County, has how many? It's probably 100 or 200 parties that are going on throughout Chesterfield County. The Chesterfield County Police Department always does a great job with National Night Out. Up here in Hanover County, boy, oh boy, Colonel David Hines and the team at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office doing great work. There are National Night Out events going on throughout Hanover County. In fact, when you and I conclude our show, I know you're thinking, oh, I'm going to be sitting on the Arquidec deck with a beverage. No, actually not. I'll be meandering over to our neighborhood National Night Out. I'm excited about that. And if you're out in Goochland, you know, I love the Goochland County Sheriff's Office. That sheriff's office is comprised of so many good men and women. I've got to tell you that Sheriff Steve Creasy and the gang of the Goochland County Sheriff's Office are having a big, big night of fun for National Night Out. It's, let me get the location, Courthouse Green. Yeah, Courthouse Green, 2938 River Road West in Goochland. It's all going to kick off at 6, and it's going to run till about 8:30. Most of these events have got food and snacks and fun and McGruff. McGruff is almost like Santa on National Night Out. I don't know how he does it, but McGruff makes his way around to all of these great events. So you got some great ones to go to. Please just spend some time, even if it's just on your porch or your deck, and you wave at your friends. That might be enough to remind people that it's National Night Out and it is really all about community. I think that's pretty cool. A couple of minutes from now, I'm going to give you a four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR race. The Cookout 400 is over at Richmond Raceway. 5:20-ish is when we are going to give them to you. Remember the ish. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Our forecast from the personal injury attorneys of Cravens at Knoll Weather Center for this evening. In the overnight, cloudy skies, could see some showers rolling in. Overnight lows of 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, rain, remnants of Tropical Storm Debbie, highs each day around 80. Right now it's 86 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio WRVA. It is 5:20. ish. Time for you to win a family four-pack. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Family four-pack of tickets. The Big Cookout 400 is coming to Richmond Raceway Complex. And I've got a family four-pack of tickets. How do we do this? Well, we make it really, really, really easy. All you've got to do is be caller number 11 right now at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I know you're thinking, wait a minute, Jeff, that is the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You're right, but it also works as a phone. So if you are caller number 11, 833-804-1140, you will win a family four-pack of tickets. All right, we've got so much that we have been talking about. I'm looking at some of the stuff on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, and I do share a lot. But there are moments you're reading and go, number one, who are you and why are you texting? And then I look and go, wait a minute, I know who you are. Why are you texting during my show? And then I look at it and go, wait a minute, what does this even say? So, in other words, it's just like living in the real world. But there are a number of people who are weighing in on the selection of this Tim Walz. And I know that John's going to go even further into detail tomorrow morning. But here's what I can tell you. This is a major blank U to the Jewish community in America. This is the complete and total remake of the Democrat Party. Now, I don't know where guys like Gutman go, because Howard's a swamp dweller. He's a D.C. swamp dweller, has been a Democrat because it's been, you know, profitable. But as crazy as he is, I also know that he's a really nice guy. He really is. Where is he going to go? Alan Dershowitz is with us on a regular basis. I don't think Dersh is all that thrilled with this. Where does he go? I'd like to think that the Republican Party says, hey, here you go. Come on over here. We'd love to have you. I hope that's the case. I really do. I'm trying to figure out how I explain this to the people in Israel. You know, I'm still scheduled to go 12 days from today. Supposed to be headed over to Israel on this mission trip. I don't know if it's going to happen. I am certainly hopeful and prayerful, fingers crossed, toes crossed, the rest of it, but I am seeing so many airline flights that are being canceled, but I'll keep you apprised on that. And I do remind you, I put up, because people ask me, this give, send, go, because people are like, oh, you know, people always want to help out people with a mission trip. And I've never done one, so I didn't know. But anyway, I've got it posted. If you're with me on X, Jeff Katz Show, you'll find it over there, or The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. By all means, you know, check it out. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
.533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Looks like we might have a couple of scattered raindrops and drips beginning to hit us here in the center of the universe. I'll keep you updated on that. Listen, we are going to get rain, and we may, depending on where you are, see it sooner rather than later. Like I said, I mean, it looks like it's blowing around a little bit, and a couple of drops, but maybe it's just an angry bird or something. But you and I, without doubt, are going to be getting rain tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and possibly into Saturday. This is going to be the leftover portion, if you will, from Debbie. Now, she's been downgraded from hurricane, tropical storm now, but we're talking about a few days worth of rain, and we're talking about a lot of rain. There's a flood potential. I'm not seeing as much about the winds, so maybe that doesn't become as big a factor. I don't know. I would just urge you as strongly as I can to please keep it locked right in on News Radio WRBA so that you are, you know, able to see what you need to see. There's definitely going to be stuff you're going to have to be aware of. There's fallout discussion. I don't know how much more needs to be analyzed. I can tell you right now, as my son might say, the math is not mathing. The math is not mathing. If you are Kamala Harris and you want to become president of the United States, then you have to win 270 electoral votes. If you are Donald Trump and you want to be reelected president of the United States, you have to win 270 electoral votes. The nation is already split up. Certain states are already decided. It sounds crazy, but it's the reality. So it always comes down to five or six so-called battleground states, swing states, call them whatever you will. These are the states that can go either way, and they will really decide who the president of the United States is. So if you want your math to math, you do some math and you say, okay, I have X number of electoral votes now. I need these states. You look at Pennsylvania, which is solidly in the swing state category. Can go left or right, blue or red, Democrat, Republican, and it has 18 electoral votes and a very popular Democrat governor. And then you look at Minnesota. Minnesota, solidly Democrat. There's no chance that the Republicans are winning in Minnesota. There's no chance that Donald Trump is going to win Minnesota, and it only has 10 electoral votes. Why on earth would you pick the guy from Minnesota who gets you nothing, as opposed to the guy from Pennsylvania who could deliver the entire election to you with those 18 electoral votes? I'll tell you why. Because the Democrat Party has gotten to a point that they're saying the Jews don't need to even show up for these job openings. Jews need not apply. That's the sign that they just hung out on their headquarters. It is absolutely appalling. Now, I'm not telling you I would have voted for Josh Shapiro. I wouldn't, because I don't agree with him on the issues. But when you have a Democrat Party controlled by the furthest left-wing radicals who despise Israel, and by extension don't seem to be all that fond of Jews, this is what you get. And it is a shame. It is absolutely, positively a shame. Let me share a couple of other things with you, if that's okay. ABC News had this, how do we describe it? They talked about the difficulties that Josh Shapiro would pose, but they didn't actually say what it was. I mean, they were actually very good about skirting the issue. Cut number two.
Harris looking for a VP she can trust and crucially can help her win. Shapiro emerging as a favorite with Pennsylvania a must win for both campaigns. But his views prompting concern among some on the left, including Arab Americans and union leaders.
Oh. In other words, he had the temerity when he was 20 years old to say, I don't think we should go along with destroying Israel. And even recently, as he's, what, 50 years old? Still says, yeah, I'm not sure that we should destroy Israel. And that was too much for the Democrats. Either you're on board with the destruction of Israel or, you know, you got to hit the road. It's appalling. It's appalling. How do I explain that to people in Israel, by the way? If, in fact, I get to make this trip in 12 days, and it has entered into the column of iffy at this point, simply because there's so much discussion about Iran and Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, God bless him. I'm telling you, this guy clangs while he walks. I've never seen anything like him. Tough, tough dude. And he just keeps picking off these terrorist leaders. And, of course, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, the rest of these people are outraged. Well, you know, Israel should stop killing these killers. I mean, it's really making things difficult to negotiate. Really? He's killing the terrorists. Well, yeah, but, you know. So there's the discussion, you know, Iran is going to do something. And there is a part of me that says, well, I got to go. I've told you that. I have to go. When I came in and told Heidi about the opportunity to go, Heidi didn't say, oh, you should go, or that would be nice, or, well, here's a list of the good beaches in Tel Aviv and the nice bars there. She said, quote, you have to go. And I agree. But there are things that that may get in the way of me going, not the least of which is the cancellation of airplane flights to Israel. But for the sake of argument, say that it happens like it's supposed to happen. How do I explain to people in Israel that the Democrat Party that used to support Israel? You may not have agreed with the Democrats on everything, but there was no discussion about whether the Democrats did or did not support Israel. They now have said, we don't want any part of you. That's pretty bad, don't you think? Former President Trump has referred to Kamala Harris as low IQ. Interesting choice of a phrase. I don't think that's true. I don't think any of these people running for office, any of these people at the highest levels really have a, quote, low IQ. I think some of these folks are brighter than others, but it's President Trump. President Trump says a lot of things like that. I've said this before. I don't think he needs to say these things. I really don't. He's not asking for my opinion. I'm just offering it to you. I don't think he needs to say these things, but he chooses to say these things. So what do you take when somebody says, I think that person has a low IQ? You think, wow, that's somebody's not very smart. Aha. You are not on CNN, because CNN says there's something else to this. Shock of shocks. Cut number three.
We're going to defeat crazy Kamala. Kamala, you know, there's about 19 different ways of saying it. She only likes three. She was here a week ago, lots of empty seats, but the crowd she got was because she had entertainers. She refuses to even say the words illegal alien or radical Islamic terrorist. She is considered more left-wing than crazy Bernie Sanders. Look at her. She's worse than Bernie. And she happens to be really a low IQ individual.
A low IQ individual. That was a selection of the various ways in which Donald Trump is going on offense against his new rival. I mean, Megan Hayes, this low IQ stuff, I mean, it's definitely race related, right? And this is a thing that, I mean, when when it was clear that Joe Biden was leaving the race, one of the notes I got from a Republican in Trump's orbit was that this is going to mean that he is not going to be able to resist going to these places. What do you think? I mean, if you're the Democrats, are these the kinds of attacks in some ways you would say, well, that's going to actually backfire? It's going to help us? I mean, how do you look at it?
No, I definitely think it helps the Democrats. I think going back to this is in five or six states with 10,000 people in each state that are going to determine this election. And most of these people are independent women. And they're like the non-Trump people, the Nikki Haley voters that we were calling them earlier in the cycle. These are not people who are going to take kindly to calling a woman having low IQ, calling out her race, making like personal attacks against her. That's not going to win you voters. That energizes your base, and it might be great for fundraising, but it is not what's going to win you the election in November.
Well, now here's the weird thing. I think the last couple of comments might very well be true. I think when former President Trump says these things, there are people who are already voting for him who get excited, which is great. And it might very well help you with fundraising, but I would dare say that it probably does not help you with people who are in that undecided category. That second part of that discussion actually is close to the truth. It's the first part of it that bothers me so much, as the CNN talking head throws out as a fact that referring to Kamala Harris as having a low IQ is racist. Now, let me dial that back a little bit and ask you why. Why does that have anything to do with race? You know, I'm sitting here and I can think of really brilliant people I know, some of whom are white and some of whom are black and some of whom are Asian and some are Latino. And I mean, I just keep going down the list. So it would not appear as if high IQ has anything to do with one race or the other. I can think of people who have low IQs. Now, in some cases, when I'm speaking of low IQ, I'm speaking of people who might very well have what we now term intellectual disabilities, right? That's a very low IQ. I know people in that category of all racial descriptions. So why does CNN automatically make it a race thing? I'll tell you why. Because CNN, like their good friends at MSNBC, they are in the business of race baiting, silencing conservatives, demeaning, insulting, attacking conservatives. That's what they do. It is why there are some of us in this talk radio arena who push back, because somebody's got to speak for the rest of us. This is the danger of CNN and their ilk. They present their opinions as incontrovertible facts. And they're not. It is simply not the case. All right. Tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed's going to be here. I was texting with John a little bit earlier. John, I know, is going to dive into the Tim Walz matter a little bit more. And you'll definitely want to be here. I mean, as simple as that. It's always good stuff, especially with all of the weather nonsense that's coming in. We got a lot of weather we're going to be dealing with the next couple of days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, possibly into Saturday, pieces of this tropical storm Debbie. Lots of rain. There's definitely lots of rain coming. There may be some wind situations. There's a flood note that's up already, so just keep it close, okay? Seriously, keep it locked in to News Radio WRVA. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Simple as that. It's National Night Out. If you have an event, well, no, of course you have an event in your area. I don't know what RPD or Henrico are doing, but I'm sure they've got events out there. You can contact your local police department or sheriff's office. I shared with you the details from the Goochlin County Sheriff's Office over on the Courthouse Green. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. Going to be great activities over there. Chesterfield County Police Department, man, every single year these guys, they outdo themselves. I don't know how they do it. They are punching so far above their weight grade, as you might say, but Chesterfield County Police Department has a whole slew of block parties and events going on. Here in Hanover, we've got some great stuff for sure. There was the National Night Out kickoff last night with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, and tonight there are events throughout the county. When I conclude our discussion in just a couple of moments, I'm actually headed over to our National Night Out event. There's usually food at these things, so that's always nice, right? Good chance to see the neighbors, chat with the neighbors, maybe meet the neighbors for the first time. And McGruff, in most cases. McGruff is a little bit like Santa on this night. Somehow, some way, he makes it to a wide variety of places. What is weird? PBS, you know, big pile of BS broadcasting, PBS, they are all about weird, and it's always the Republicans that are weird, and the Democrats are now calling us weird. Take a listen to this clip, would you? Cut number four.
While on the campaign trail, the vice president is trying some new language on for size, like calling her opponent, Donald Trump, weird. Our White House correspondent, Laura Barrón-López, has more.
On a fast-track campaign for the White House, Vice President Harris is trying something new, to call it as she sees it.
He and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
It's a notable change from when President Biden was in the race.
Do you really want to go back to the chaos of Donald Trump as president?
Much of his language focused on Donald Trump as an existential threat to the country.
It's about your freedom. It's about democracy.
Now, campaign press releases call Trump old and quite weird. And Democrats across the board are leaning into Harris's blunt approach. From possible vice presidential picks commenting on Trump's behavior.
Have you ever seen the guy laugh? If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
To leaders of the party addressing resurfaced clips of J.D. Vance.
Every day, Vance has done something more extreme, more weird, more erratic.
Branding the Republicans as creepy has caught on fast.
That's just the start.
In an ad released by a PAC focused on young voters, the conservative playbook Project 2025 is personified as people desperate to control your personal life.
Your genitals are reserved for procreation.
If you freeze 12 eggs, you should be required to have 12 babies, or else you're a serial killer. And I'm definitely not a serial killer.
Are you?
This shift in language is a strategy that could prove effective as Harris rushes to define her opponent in a new way.
Really? Okay. In other words, you can just make crap up. Let me just spitball that for you. I don't think there's anything weird about being married, do you? Because they think that's weird about J.D. Vance. They think it's weird that we don't want schools essentially kidnapping our children and having them, quote, change genders. I don't think that's weird. Having three kids living in the suburbs, I don't think that's weird. But anyway, I guess we're going to see. We will absolutely see what the result is. I can tell you, picking Tim Walz is not weird. It's extreme, and it's anti-Semitic as well. All right, have a great evening. Beware the weather. Make sure that you are here for John Reed first thing tomorrow morning, starting at 6. God willing, you and I have the chance to do this all over again. Starting tomorrow at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.